We have a man in our church, by the grace of God, a few years ago. By the literal grace of God, he was to be at the hospital, VA hospital, Cleveland, Ohio, 6 o'clock in the morning. We showed up like a bunch of zombies, 6 a.m. in Cleveland. First thing they did, check him in the room. Second thing they did is they took his blood. At 8 o'clock in the morning, they came and said, hey, your surgery's delayed. At 9:30, they delayed his surgery. At 12:30, they delayed his surgery. At 1:30, they delayed his surgery. And a nurse came in like she had a heart attack at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And she said, we're so glad you're still here. And he was irritated. I was irritated. His wife was irritated. And she's carrying a piece of paper and she's nervous. What's the second thing they did when he got in his room? Anybody remember? They drew his blood. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they got his blood report back. It's so good that you didn't go to surgery. If we'd have cut you open, you'd have bled to death. No one ever told him to stop his Coumadin 10 days ago. His blood was like water. If they'd have cut him, she said it this way. She said, if we would have cut you, you would have bled to death. There's nothing we could do to stop it. I said, you didn't cut him because God didn't want him to go to surgery, period. You called it a delay. We call it the intervention of God.